Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In a recent letter to the editor in the Billings Gazette, a writer lamented the fact that Christians would dare to bring their beliefs into the public forum, much less apply those beliefs to the making of laws and public policy. It was her belief that one's religious beliefs should be expressed and experienced within the walls of one's own home and nowhere else. Thank goodness that belief was not shared by my college roommate, who told me about Christ's plan for eternal salvation back in 1979. It changed my life for the better, and for that, I'm eternally grateful. The writer of the letter pointed to the 1980s and Ronald Reagan as the point at which Christians entered politics in America, but it actually began much earlier than that. The Mayflower Compact, signed in 1620, begins with the words, "In the name of God, amen," and goes on to say that the Plymouth Colony was being formed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. 150 years later, the Declaration of Independence made multiple references to God and even went so far as to declare that certain rights come from God alone and not from government. The Constitution of the United States contains wording that was taken almost verbatim from the Bible, and John Adams, second president of the United States, said in 1798 that our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people and is wholly inadequate to the governance of any other. And finally, George Washington, in his farewell address, famously said, "Of all of the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports." He then went on to say, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion." These are just a few of the thousands of quotes that remind us that America was founded on religious principles, and not just religious principles, but Christian principles. 100 years after Washington and Adams, the United States Supreme Court, in the case of the Church of the Holy Trinity v. United States, said that America is a Christian nation. All that to say that references to America as a Christian nation predate Ronald Reagan by nearly 400 years. The writer's letter in the Gazette and all of the references I've mentioned beget a larger question, and that is, what would we be if we were not a Christian nation? Understanding that we are not a theocracy, but a nation founded on Christian principles, is a start. Every nation, if it is to survive, must be founded on a common moral framework and a set of principles. John Adams, while predicting the eventual collapse of the French Revolution, said, "I know not what to make of a republic of 30 million atheists." Since the French Revolution, France has had roughly 15 constitutions. In the 242 years since the American Revolution, we've had one. The Christian values and principles upon which our nation was founded have been a stabilizing force. Whether that will continue remains to be seen. The Bible says that a house divided cannot stand, and I would argue that the same holds true for countries. America is at a crossroads. We are divided, we are restless, and we're discontent. So what is the underlying principle that unifies us? Several years ago, Americans were asked that question, and the overwhelming response was hope. The problem is, hope is not a principle. Hope is an emotion, and emotions do not stand the test of time. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.